Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Spangler. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe Gaines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Bond. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Turk Farrell. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Turk Farrell. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Klaus. Batting second. The third baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Larry Elliott. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hawk Taylor. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Darryl Sutherland. Pitching for the New York Mets, Darryl Sutherland. And now, play ball. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Altman. Spangler reaches second base with a double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sutherland fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spangler scores. Gaines moves to second. It's 1-0, Astros. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bond settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman takes first base on ball four. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a pop-up towards short. Lillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sutherland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Spangler takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive to right field. Christopher throws towards third. Hunt fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hunt. Spangler moves to third. Fox moves to second. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gaines takes first base on ball 4. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0-for-1 in the game. Bond hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spangler scores. Fox moves to third. There goes Gaines trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. One out. It's 2-0, Astros. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. Bond moves to second. It's 3-0, Astros. Bill Wakefield now pitching. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-1 in the game. Hardy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bond moves to third. Aspromonte moves to second. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. Bond scores. Aspromonte moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-0, Astros. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield bunts towards first. Bond scoops it up and throws to first, with Fox covering, for the out. McMillan moves to second. One out. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. Klaus hits a fly ball into right field. Gaines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McMillan moves to third. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Spangler. The throw from Taylor and he is out, McMillan applying the tag. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-1 in the game. Christopher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Spangler. Cranepool reaches second base with a double. Christopher moves to third. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. Elliott hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Christopher tags and scores. Cranepool tags and moves to third. One out. It's 4-1, Astros. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a pop-up towards short. Lillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gaines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bond hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Aspromonte hits a line drive into right field. Christopher picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Christopher. Gaines moves to third. Aspromonte moves to second. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hardy strikes out. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bill Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-0 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-2 in the game. Klaus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Spangler. Klaus reaches second base with a double. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Gaines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a line drive towards short. McMillan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Farrell strikes out. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Spangler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Christopher takes first base on ball 4. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Christopher moves to second. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Elliott hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Astros 4, Mets 4. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 4. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gaines hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Altman. Gaines reaches second base with a double. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bond hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-4, Astros. Galen Cisco now pitching. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Aspromonte hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hardy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lillis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hardy moves to second. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Klaus hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Altman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Christopher hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Mets 4. The Astros will come to bat. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Klaus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cranepool hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Astros. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Hal Woods hit now pitching. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Thomas pinch hits for Galen Sisco. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McMillan moves to second. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Klaus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McMillan scores. Thomas goes all the way around to score. Klaus moves to second. It's 7-6, Mets. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hunt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Klaus moves to third. Don Nottebart now pitching. Jim Hickman pinch hits for George Altman. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Astros 6. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Hickman now playing right field. Rod Cannell now playing left field. Jack Fisher now pitching. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gaines hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hickman. Gaines reaches second base with a double. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Bond hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hickman. Bond reaches second base with a double. Gaines scores. It's Astros, 7, Mets, 7. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bond moves to third. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hardy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lillis hits a fly ball into left field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Nottebardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nottebardt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 9, and the Mets 7. The Mets will come to bat. Jesse Gonder pinch hits for Rod Cannell. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a pop-up towards first. Bond settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cranepool strikes out. Two outs. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got four RBIs. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 9, and New York Mets, 7. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.